This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, October 25th. Well, markets managed to stabilize yesterday, but it was choppy. Quite a bit of volatility in a market that's been under huge pressure over the last three or four trading sessions. The market has gone into collapse mode. And so yesterday started out trying to get a little bit of a bounce, and then it pressed down, then it chopped back up. So we were moving in big chunks, 50-cent intervals in the feeder cattle for a while. So, the market looking for a direction, trying to see if the buyers are going to step up here, but very nervous about getting more washout to the downside. So we managed to close slightly higher, but it was definitely a volatile day yesterday. The market showing some stability is encouraging. Perhaps we're going to finally see the markets, stabilize here. We are at major low levels from last summer, the June lows for both live cattle and feeder cattle. The market is, at least at this point, showing some respect for those major lows. If the market's going to continue on down for live cattle, another couple dollars lower takes us to the breakouts from the spring highs. So that's your next level of support. So it's only a couple dollars below where the market was yesterday, below yesterday's low. For feeder cattle, the June low also tested that breakout. So this is a major support level for feeders. It's not only a swing low, but it also had already tested a breakout point. So it's important for feeders to find some stability here. I think if we get another day where the market's in okay shape, it might be choppy and volatile like yesterday, but it doesn't get another wave of selling, then I think we're going to see the buyers step in. The fundamentals haven't changed. If anything, it just delays the herd rebuilding with this, the cattle on feed report showing a lot more heifers were in feedlots than expected. It just makes the numbers yet even more tight. So, to argue that it's more bullish in the long run might be a stretch, but I think it just underscores that we have not quite started that process in full swing yet. I think it's beginning in the north, but in the south, not quite yet. That's where most of the placements came from. Now, that said, we're getting much better moisture across Texas, and the incentive for them to hold on to calves or to start rebuilding herds is going to be huge, I think, coming into at least it no later than the spring, but also perhaps even this fall. So we'll see how this all evolves, but I don't think we have changed a long-term trajectory. We've had a notable setback here, obviously, but the long-term outlook still looks tight. You still got tight numbers of calves, and if anything, they're getting tighter. So we don't have the heifer availability that we thought we would because they're being moved into the feedlots. The cash trade got rolling yesterday, and it was under some pressure, which isn't a big surprise considering the weakness in the futures. But the Fed trade moving around 184, which is down 2 from last week, dressed at 291. Was down 3, so it pretty much makes us in line with where we were 2 weeks ago. The box beef was higher yesterday, choice up 144 at 306, select up 298 at 284. The spread lost another $1.54. We're sitting at 21.98, so we're down about $5 on the spread over the last couple days. Movement was just 101 loads, so usually by Tuesday, you're seeing a pickup in the volume. We had good volume on Monday, but for Tuesday, that's pretty light at just 101. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 251,000. That is steady with a week ago, and it's down 6,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index on the daily price was $233.98, which is $10 below the previous day. Now, it's worth noting that was very small numbers, so that's not going to have as much of an impact on the 7-day average, but still, that's a pretty big drop. And again, reflecting the weakness going on in the feeder cattle futures. The 7-day average was down 144. We're sitting at 242.12. So we see that the front month October futures didn't break at all. In fact, they were up $1.80 yesterday. They expire tomorrow, but they're just trying to keep up with the feeder cattle index, which is where it's going to be priced at. So it's a cash settlement on the futures. So it's got to hang in there, but it's sitting at 239.5 on the October futures, whereas the index is at 242. And again, the feeder Octobers expire tomorrow. So there's still a $3 gap there. The index appears to be coming down, but I think this is what's going to hold October feeders in place. Is it's got to converge with the index. That said, the November futures are sitting at 235, which is $7 below the index. So, you know, that's got a month to figure that out, and we'll see what the cash does. But clearly, with the cash under some pressure, that helps feed that weakness in the feeders. But we'll see. We'll see where this all leads. But the day-to-day cash trade in the feeder cattle is suggesting that it's reacting to the weakness in the futures. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.